You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just overbroke job, by investing in real estate. And in today's show, I'm going to blow the lid off of what's going on, where the market's going, and how AI is absolutely already taking everybody's job, and you're just not seeing it, but it's going to come, and you cannot afford to not invest in real estate. This is the episode for you to change your life. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? What's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. And you know what's so amazing? That right now, we are entering the best time ever to invest in real estate. And I'm not just saying that. So here's what's going down. Right now, there is looking like there's probably going to be big problems in our economy, in the real estate market, and everything. So let me give you a few things of what's really going on right now. So obviously, right now, we have some sort of something going on in Iran where America's bombing over there, and now we can't get any oil from Iran. You know, I guess it's called the Strait of Hormuz, where they like the oil tankers can't go through there because Iran will blow them up or something like this. I don't know really what's going on over there, but what I do know is that oil prices are skyrocketing. So in January, it was like $20 a gallon, or I'm sorry, a barrel, $20 a barrel, and it's skyrocketed in the last 2 days because of all this stuff in Iran to $120, I believe. It's over $100 a gallon, a barrel of oil. And it just keeps going up. So that's number one. Gasoline in California is like $8.50. And so people are like, I don't have any money for all of this. And obviously the war in Iran that our Congress did not approve, but the president just decided to start bombing. I'll leave it at that. But that's going on. Well, also just on Friday, so just a couple days ago, the government came out with the non-farm payroll and like employment numbers. So people who did not work for farms. And it was supposed to be an increase of 50,000 jobs. That's what they came out before forecasting, said, hey guys, get ready for 50,000 new jobs for February. Well, guess what happened? It was not 50,000 positive. It was 92,000 negative. So instead of 50,000 positive, it was less. Like we had 92,000 less jobs in February. That's a swing of, what, 142,000 jobs. And so the stock market has just been going absolute crazy up and down. It's crashing, and then it bounces back up because people are buying the dip. So this is another thing that's going on. On top of that, you have interest rates that are staying the same. They can't raise it, and they can't lower it. And here's the reason why that the Federal Reserve is not raising or lowering rates. The reason why they would lower rates is to stimulate the economy. But when you lower rates, then inflation starts to get higher and go up. And we know the last, what, 4 or 5 years, everything has like tripled in price. You go to any store, and if it was like $2, it's now $6. It just, you know, that's what you're going to pay, you know, $5 and change or whatever it might be. That's just what's going to happen. And what has happened, I mean, and so when the Federal Reserve wants the inflation to go down, like, hey, it's 10% inflation per year, they want it to go down, what do? They increase interest rates, and that brings inflation, I guess, to where they want to always go up 2%. So if you're following me, I'll break it down really quickly. Interest rates cannot go up, and they cannot go down, so they're going to stay where they're at. And inflation is here. They cannot lower rates because it's already inflation. It's already above their number. And at the same time, we are not growing as an economy. People are losing their jobs. People don't have any money. We have now what's called stagflation. Stagflation is absolutely terrible because inflation's going up and people can't afford things. And then at the same time, you have economy is stopping. Economy is getting worse and worse and worse. People are losing their jobs. On top of that, let me give you another one on top of that. Again, I'll quickly go back to saying this is going to be the best time ever to invest in real estate. If you are ready when people are crying so bad, and like the saying is, when there's blood in the streets, when people are just saying, I cannot keep this property anymore, just take it from me, when everything's bad for other people, for us, if we are ready, we're going to be making so much money. I think the biggest wealth transfer ever in the history of America, it's going to happen right now. And if you're ready, you're going to be able to capitalize on it. And the richer will get richer. The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. The middle class is almost gone. Trust me, this is what they're trying to do. I don't want to be conspiratorial or conspiracy theorist, but it seems like the elites, they want to be kings and queens and they want us to be peasants. That's why I have my podcast. And that's why I coach people is I want everybody to invest in real estate. I want everybody to own things so that elites can't take. I don't want the elites to take everything. And I want you and me, I want all of us to be wealthy. And I mean, shoot, even just being in middle class, being able to afford a home. But one other thing that I'm seeing that is, oh my goodness, this is going to rock everybody in the next 1 to 2 years. This is what's going to change everything. AI is now taking over so many jobs. It's absolutely insane. So Oracle just came. Oracle's a big company. I can't even think, probably thousands, if not maybe hundreds of thousands of employees. Well, they're a technology company. And Oracle, being a technology company, they have a lot of programmers. And all those programmers are getting laid off. I wouldn't say all. 30,000 programmers are being laid off right now. And why, you may ask, why are they laying them off? Like, isn't technology getting bigger and better? Well, yes. Well, the downfall is that AI is now programming things. The senior programmers are using AI. So these lower level programmers or even mid-level, but eventually all these programmers are going to be gone. But right now, Oracle just had 30,000 employees laid off. Isn't that absolutely amazing? And when you think about it, especially if you're a Gen X, they were telling you, go into computer science, get programming like that. You don't want to work on a farm. You don't want to be a handyman. You don't want to be an electrician or a plumber or a roofer. You don't want to do any of that stuff. No, what you want to do is be a computer man, sit on the computer or sit on a desk and work on your computer and write programming. Well, now what's happening? Their jobs are gone. Their jobs are gone. And like any customer service, that's gone. Those jobs are gone. Any food service industry where they're taking orders, that's gone. This AI is absolutely disruptive. And the reason why I'm actually trying to scare you into realizing that AI is going to change everything, a lot of it for good. I would say it definitely would be for good, but so many things for the bad. So many things for negative. People are going to be losing their jobs. They're not going to be able to make money. Now you as a real estate investor, the reason why I've been bringing on my students the last, 3 or 4 weeks, so go back and listen to them. They're insane stories, so amazing stories that you need to realize that you can invest in real estate. Not just can, that's the last thing you need to be thinking. You need to be thinking, I must own real estate. Now it was back in 2010 or so, I got laid off from my job just because there was budget cuts and all that sort of stuff. But I got laid off and I started investing in real estate. Now, I could have got another job because it would be fine to get another job and do what I was doing. I knew I could, but I knew I wanted to make sure that nobody could take away my ability to feed my family. So what I did was I started investing in real estate. I started creating businesses. Now I've got 4 businesses that make me money and I own real estate, lots of real estate that make me money. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because pretty soon you will not be able to work a job because whatever job you're doing will actually be taken by AI. Like you think of realtors, realtors are done. Realtors are absolutely done because everything's going to be online. And if you want to go view a property, they're going to have AI cameras everywhere. You just go in, use your phone, little app, open the door, and they're going to watch you walk through the house. They don't even need a realtor anymore. I mean, it's going to be absolutely insane. And honestly, this is what I need to tell you. You cannot afford to not invest in real estate. Let me say that one more time. You cannot afford to not invest in real estate and change your life. It's not if you will lose your job. It's when. Trust me, it is absolutely when. I was working for the government and nobody gets fired or laid off from the government, but I did. And I use my story as a cautionary tale. Now, I make so much money that I save 90 90% of it, to buy more real estate. I cannot wait for the crash. It seems like there's going to be a crash. Now, if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But I have been buying properties forever. Like since 2006, I've been buying real estate. And I continue to buy real estate every day. But I'm looking forward to a crash. Now, do I wait for the crash? Absolutely not. Because if I were waiting for a crash, I wouldn't be coaching my students in 2019. I was thinking back in 2018, okay, there should be a crash. 2019, there should be a crash. And I was thinking, man, I'm going to keep buying though, even though I think there should be a crash. And I kept coaching my students because I knew that you always buy real estate. We make money if the market goes up, if the market goes down, and if the market goes sideways. Honestly, that's really how we do it. We make money no matter what because people have to live somewhere. It's an absolute necessity for them to live in a house or in a place, anywhere. It could be a tent, but they have to live somewhere. They have to sleep somewhere. How much better is if you have a good property, you got it for a good price, and you can keep it at competitive market rents and make money, and you provide housing for somebody. So because of everything going on in the economy, what you need to be realizing right now is that you can't afford to not invest in real estate. If you rely on working for somebody else, that job will go away. And I believe, and I'll get him a little conspiracy theorist type of mindset right now, put my tinfoil hat on, and say, I remember a few years ago, there was a big elite organization. I think it was the Davos Group. It's a big, like once a year in Switzerland, all these billionaires get together and they plan the rest of the year of how they're going to take money from the little people. That was my little narration added into, but it seems like that's what they do. But they came back or at the Davos thing and look up Davos. Just look up Davos and Davos Man. They fly their billionaire jets in there telling you that you need to stop spending money. You need to stop doing this, that while they're doing all this. But anyways, they went there and one of the guys said, and this is like a whole plan. It's like Project 2030, or I could be wrong on the dates, but it was that you will, and this is the tagline talking to us little people, us little peasants, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Like, well, what does that mean? Well, I won't own anything and I'll be happy. Well, I won't own my house, that's for sure. And I'll be renting. That's what I'll be doing. I'll be completely renting. And you won't own a car. So you won't need a car. We'll just be Ubering everywhere. And that's just not a need. But also anything like movies. We don't own movies anymore, do we? No, we stream them and we just use it one time and we don't own anything anymore. Music, we used to have CDs or tapes or we used to be able to have and own something. We don't own that anymore. And I want to pause for a quick second and share that honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets. What about our food? Our food supply? If you think about it, they are all owned by large corporations now. There are no more mom and pop restaurants anymore. They're all chain restaurants. There are no more mom and pop grocery stores anymore. And so when you think about the world or the elites, the people at Davos, what they want is for you to own nothing and be happy. Here's another thing, crazy thing that they're talking about doing is a 15-minute city. Now, these 15-minute cities, they want them all over the country. And well, the big reason why I'm telling you all this is because I want you to invest in real estate. That's going to thwart their plan. Like I'm giving my hand or like showing my hand right now, telling you the reason why I really want you to invest in real estate is because when regular everyday people like me and you own real estate, they can't just take it from us, at least yet. But what they're planning is 15-minute cities. If you look it up, go look it up on Google, look up 15-minute cities, and they are creating cities that are huge-sized skyscrapers, and they call them 15 minutes. It means in one 15-minute stretch, you can go from one side of the city to the other, let's say in an Uber, but basically all you are going to be, I mean, this is from like a sci-fi movie, all you're going to be is a cog in a machine doing the work that they want you to do, you owning nothing, and they say that you're going to be happy, and they always tell you the opposite of what it's going to be. You're going to own nothing, that's true, but then you'll be miserable because now somebody else controls your life. Like, you have to work instead of you want to work or you get to work. It's like now you have to work because they are now forcing you because you own nothing. You don't own anything, any land, any real estate, any houses or cars or really anything at all. Even your clothes will be rented. And that's what they want. Now, the reason why I'm telling you all this, and I didn't expect, like as I started doing this intro, I did not expect to really go down this route, but I haven't talked about this in a very long time. In fact, about the economy in general, but then also about what is going on. I want you to own real estate. And the reason why I'm telling you all this stuff, and honestly, go look it up. Don't trust me and what I say. Even you guys know, or most of you know, because I talk about being blessed and just my vocabulary and what I say, that I'm a Christ follower. I love the Lord. I've been a Christ follower for 30 plus years. And because of my repenting and putting my faith in Him, now my sins are forgiven. I'll be with Him in heaven. And even though I tell you about that, I don't want you to just take, oh, Dustin said this, so I should believe it. No. I want you to read the Bible. I want you to read the Quran. I want you to read the Bible. Whatever you go, like, you need to do your own research. Only thing I'm doing is just telling you what I believe and what I know so that you can hopefully have your eyes open to see something that maybe you didn't. The only thing I'm telling you is what I've come to know and believe so that you can have somewhat of an educated, some little bit of education from what, you know, a pundit or somebody that's on, you know, a podcast. But the reason why I tell you is so that you can do your own research, so that you're at least exposed to what is possibly out there. My mind has been blown ever since 2020. You know, I've always thought growing up, you know, I'm a red-blooded American. Yeah, our government wants what's best for us and, you know, everything's great and we can trust the medical system and all that sort of stuff. But then I realize now, since 2020, it's not all that it seems. The things that we are told by our government, by the media, by all this sort of stuff, all these outside influences, even me, like there's an agenda or there's somebody that has a perspective that they want to share. So what you need to do is do your own research. But one thing I will tell you with absolute certainty is that AI will come and take most every single job. And if you are a male and you're working an IT job, you better get into a trade, like be a plumber, an electrician, a roofer, like you better be able to provide for your family with your hands, because that's one thing, at least now, AI will not be able to do is actually do things, physical things, but any like tech job, it's absolutely gone. And that's why I'm telling you that it's not that you should invest in real estate. It's that you cannot afford to not invest in real estate. Now, here's the amazing thing. Like, I'm very blessed that I started in 2006. I just muscled my way through it, figured it out. And now I've coached thousands of students now, I wouldn't say system, but like what I've done, and I show them the quote unquote system or just how I build a business and all that sort of stuff. Thousands of students now. And it's so amazing that I'm blessed to be able to do that. And my goal is now to help 1 million people to invest in real estate, to own real estate, to have financial freedom. And I see now that we are entering the best ever time to invest in real estate. Now, when I say best ever, it's if you're ready to invest in real estate, if you have access to capital, like if you have money that you are ready to invest in real estate, that is meaning like you have money in a home equity line of credit, or maybe you have a savings account, a lot of money. Maybe you got an inheritance. Maybe you have a self-directed IRA that you can use your retirement account there. There are so many ways to get access to capital, private money lenders, or if you have a hard money lender, but you have other means to get capital to buy real estate. Now, when I say this is we are entering the best time ever, if it's just one person, just you listening, and if I help you to change your life, and you've just heard the last 3 or 4 episodes have been amazing stories, success stories of students that have changed their life. And if you can be one of those people, that's absolutely, like, that is reward in itself. I just want my podcast to change your life. And if you change your life, then you'll hopefully change other people's life and change your children's and grandchildren's life. You know what's kind of crazy? I'm totally off. I had another point, but I'm going down this route. So I was talking to William Parmer, one of my students. He's now a coach here at Master Passive Income. And I remember the first time he heard me say that my goal is to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. He said, "Dustin, yeah, you are 100% helping a lot of people. Like, you've helped me, you've helped Charles, you've helped Tatiana, you've helped Alex or Lisa, the last few episodes that I released. But imagine now we see the vision that you have and we're helping more people. And so if you help 1,000 people, hopefully those 1,000 people just help one more person. And that's 1,000 more people. And then it keeps replicating after that. And so that's why I have the podcast. And that's a big reason why I wanted to share and say, thank you so much. But I got so much, don't turn it off. I got so much more to talk about. And honestly, this has been a long time coming to release this episode because of what I've been seeing since 2020 all the way to now. And I want you to be protected. I want your family to be protected. And that's the only reason why I have this podcast. The only reason for me to go on every single week, and I appreciate you coming back every week to listen to the podcast. The only reason is to help you to buy one property. If you buy one property, that's an investment property. Now, if your home to live in, great. But I want you to have one more property. Just one more property that brings you cash flow, money every single month. Could be $500 a month, could be $1,000 a month. Let's say you do a midterm rental where it's rented 30, 60, or 90 days, and then you make $1,000 a month. I have one property, it's a midterm rental. I make $3,000 a month. Anyways, so if I help you, if you buy your primary residence and then you buy one investment property, you're going to see that real estate is simple. You're going to see that real estate's simple and that it works. And that you can do it too. And then you can do it all over again. And then you can show your kids how to do it. And they can show their kids how to do it. And then you have that real estate that you own that you will give to your kids. You'll give it to your kids. And here's the amazing thing about real estate too. The tax code. I'll say this. I pay no money in taxes at all. I pay no money in taxes because the tax code is written by the rich and wealthy who own businesses and own real estate, and they wrote the code to benefit them. Well, if you just figure out the code, which means I'm just showing you, like, listen to my podcast. I give you how to do the code. But if you follow that code, you're not breaking the law. In fact, you're following the law, and the law allows you to not pay any money in taxes. The reason why I bring that up, when you give your property to your kids, you die eventually, and you know 100% of the people die. That's why I always talk about God, because eventually you're not going to be here anymore and you can't take everything with you. So you better plan for the future. But let's say you give one of those properties, one investment property, you bought it for $150,000. And then 30 years later, you pass away. Well, every 15 years, real estate doubles in value. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy but it does. You just seen in the last, 4 or 5 years, it's doubled in value. It's been absolutely insane. Well, every 15 years, real estate doubles in value. So you buy one property at $150,000. And you know, I've said this over and over again, we build a business, the tenants pay for the mortgage for us. We don't even pay taxes or insurance or mortgage. Our tenants pay for that. What's great about that is in 15 years, that $150,000 home will be $300,000. And then 15 years later after that, it will be $600,000. Can you believe that? And your tenants pay off the mortgage. So your tenants helped you to have $600,000, that's just one property, let alone the cash flow. What we try to do with our cash flow every month is we rent it out for more than our expenses. And now I'm revising my dollar amount that I want you to shoot for in your investing, because inflation is crushing everybody. It used to be like 10 years ago, it was $250 is the minimum. That's like, you'd never buy a home less than $250. But then recently I've been talking about $500 a month. Like, we want to shoot for $500 a month as the minimum, but now I'm readjusting your target minimum. Your target minimum is now $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month, and here's the reason why, is because you can make $1,000 a month, and we are buy and hold investors. We're buy and hold investors where we buy a property and we hold it forever until we can give it to our kids, and we have... Oh, I forgot about the stepped up in basis that I was going to talk about. Remind me in just 2 seconds about the stepped up in basis. But I'll get back to you. Buy and hold that property. We could long-term rent it. We can short-term rent it, you know, like Airbnb and VRBO. We can do midterm rental. We can even do co-living. Midterm rental, you get traveling executives, nurses. In fact, one of my students, I just taught them how to do midterm rental, and they called up a local hospital and said, "Hey, hospital administrator, I have a home that's I want to rent to nurses. Do you have anybody? And they said, you have a home? That absolutely, we'll keep that thing filled. Like, what? You'll find my tenants for it? Yes, of course. We have so many, they need places to live. What? Oh my goodness. So they have permanent tenants now. Like the hospital's doing all that stuff. So co-living is another one. If you have a per room, you rent out per room. But now, long-term is amazing. I've got 30 plus properties. I say 80% of them are long-term. Just absolutely love them because it's clockwork. It makes money like clockwork. But there's more work when you do short-term or mid-term or co-living. But with that more work, you make a lot more money. So my goal for you is to make $1,000 a month in cash flow. And I kid you not, in the coming maybe months, if not years, if there's a crash, with long-term, you will be making $1,000 a month. When there's a crash, when something happens, I'm not saying it's going to happen right away. I'm not saying it happened now or anything like that. But when there is a correction or a crash and you see all this garbage going on, that people are going to be losing their homes because they lost their jobs and they can't afford to live there, well, you're going to buy those homes, but the rents are still very high. So long-term, you will be able to make $1,000 a month. That's in the future. That's when you'll see it. When the blood in the streets, everybody, like all the news is saying, don't buy real estate. Real estate's terrible and all that sort of stuff. That's when you and I are going to be buying everything and you're going to make $1,000 a month. But right now, like literally right now, as I'm, you know, talking about this episode, you're going to easily be able to make $1,000 a month to $2,000 a month doing a mid-term rental. The mid-term rental is where you're renting 30, 60, 90 days, 30 days or 60 or 90. There's like just shorter terms, but you put furniture in it. It's not going to cost you a ton of money, but you make so much more money. And then per month, you're making $1,000 at minimum. $1,000 a month is $12,000 a year. Then $12,000 a year, if you had 10 properties, that's $120,000 a year without working. If you had 20 properties, it's $240,000 a year without working. 20 properties, my goodness, that's $20,000 a month. Rents go up over time. Expenses, they absolutely stay the same. Mortgages stay the same, but rents go up. My rents have doubled, if not tripled, since I started buying in 2006. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up all of this is because you cannot afford to not invest in real estate. If you have a family, let's say in 30 years, you pass away, you have one property, let alone 100, hopefully you have 100, but let's say you have one property. You bought it for $150,000. 30 years later, it's worth $600,000. Remember, I told you $150,000 doubled 15 years. That is $300,000. Another 15 years, that's $600,000 that property is now worth. Well, you paid $150,000 for it. It's an investment property. So if you sold it right then, right before you died, you'd have to pay, that's $450,000 in taxes. Now, tax rate, 40%. So take almost half of that, of the $450,000, let's say $200,000 goes to Uncle Sam. It goes to the government and they give it to other countries. They don't spend it for your best. And $200,000 gone. But let's say a day later you pass away and then you have a trust set up and I have a great company I'll have you work with. If you're a student, I'll even let you use my LLC. Sorry, my company that helped me create LLCs and my trust and I'll help you have you work with them. But what you do is you have a trust. You die, the property goes in the trust. It does not go to the courts and probate. Then, meaning like it take months for you, your heirs to get the property actually. Well, what happens is then they get the property at a stepped up basis. You bought it for $150,000. It's appreciated to $600,000. If they sold it, once it got in their name right then and there, they paid none of that taxes. That $200,000 that you would have paid a day before, they don't pay it because the basis is now the day that you died, that's their new basis. This is just the tip of the iceberg on all of this stuff. And so a lot of my podcasts, I'm going to be shifting. You guys have so much of, like, go back and listen to all my past episodes. This is a 425th episode. Go back and listen to the past episodes to learn about single family homes, how to get started. But now, at least I believe that what I'm going to be doing now is start transitioning where we're going to talk about multifamily. Start talking about taxes and how to get out of taxes, how to make even more money, how to buy small multifamilies. Because when you play Monopoly, I think I've got 10, well, it's been 10 years now. I've got 10 years of content to help you to win at Monopoly. And that gives you financial freedom. But then we have money. That money needs to make us more money and we need to keep it from Uncle Sam. So my new episodes are, I don't know how soon it's going to be, but eventually in the next probably couple months, I'm going to start talking more about how to get out of taxes, how to make more money with your money, how to do note investing, how to buy multifamily, how to buy apartment complexes. I've been doing this. And the reason why I started my podcast was I just bought my first property, and then I had 20 properties, and I started a podcast, and because I was just teaching you what I was doing and what I was learning. Now, for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, I've been having to keep my money from Uncle Sam. I've been buying $35 million apartment complexes. I've been having to figure out ways to not let Uncle Sam take all my money legally. And so I'm going to be teaching you all that stuff because I want you to grow as well. And I really, really, and I got to say it again, it's so amazing that right now we're entering the best time ever to invest in real estate. And hopefully, I've been telling you this for like 2 or 3 years, get ready. The best time ever is coming up. You better be ready. You better have access to capital. You better know how to invest. You better already be investing. And on top of that, you absolutely must have the people around you to help you to invest in real estate. That's why I've coached thousands of people now. And if you want coaching, by far, the number one thing is the one-on-one coaching. We have our one-on-one coaches. I don't do the one-on-one coaching. I do the group coaching. But if you want one-on-one, that's absolutely the fast track. If you listen to the past episodes, these students are one-on-one coaches. Actually, Alex, she was part of the group coaching and she's done amazingly well. She's fantastic. Tatiana, she was a one-on-one coach, one-on-one coaching. She does one-on-one coaching. And so what you want to say, and Charles was part of the one-on-one coaching. William, who I haven't released yet, but I'm going to release that. Marwan, these are more episodes I'm going to release in the future, in the next couple weeks. They were one-on-one coaching students. That is by far the fast track. So if you want one-on-one coaching, and trust me, whatever the investment is into the one-on-one coaching, and I have thousands of students that are proof that whatever your investment is, how much money you're going to have to invest in yourself for one-on-one coaching, it's 100% worth it. Charles just last week told you that him coaching with me, I helped him to save $30,000 because I coached him how to do that. And then now he's successfully employed. He quit his job. He's got 29 units and he's making so much ridiculous money. He stabilized and quit his job. This is just one of thousands of stories of me helping. Hopefully, I haven't scared you off. And so you're like, Dustin, I don't see any. I just watch football on the weekends and I just go to work. I don't know all this crazy stuff about Davos and everything. Well, trust me, I have the time to be able to pay attention to this stuff. I'm just giving you what I'm saying. Do your own research, meaning go look all this sort of stuff up. And then hit me up on Instagram, the Dustin Heiner. Send me a DM. Say, Dustin, you're crazy. This stuff is not true. Davos is not real, all that sort of stuff. Or come and say, hey, Dustin, the Dustin Heiner, reach out to me, send me a DM. I love talking to my podcast listeners. So thank you so much for listening. And I want you to reach out to me on Instagram, the Dustin Heiner. But tell me, man, Dustin, I looked up some of your stuff. And yeah, it's either real or it's wrong, whatever. But the crux of everything, if I boil everything down of what I just talked to you about, there are forces out there that don't want you to invest, that don't want you to be free, that want you to continually be a cog in a machine working for other people. Well, you'll own nothing and be happy. That's absolutely true. Look up that statement. Own nothing and be happy. You'll find so much on that. It's crazy. But what you need to realize, you cannot afford to not invest. Meaning, the only option is to invest in real estate. You buy one home that makes you $1,000 a month. Let's say you have 5 properties. That's $5,000. That'll go a long way if you lose your job and AI takes over. Oh my goodness. I don't want to keep beating a dead horse. Actually, I love beating a dead horse. It's like, let me just keep beating on it. I'm just kidding. But I want you to realize this. And I put out this episode knowing that more than likely a lot of people are like, they've already turned this off. Like, Dustin, I'm going to unsubscribe. I'm not listening to this junk anymore. But I just wanted to be honest with you because I appreciate you coming back and listening every single week. I want to tell you what I'm seeing. And there's so much more that I'm seeing that I'm not going to talk about because that's not what this show is about. Eventually, I might start another podcast that is much more things that I'm seeing and things that I want other people to know outside of real estate. So I don't know. This is probably going to be the downfall of my show, but I just got to tell you. I believe that Jesus Christ is real, that he died on the cross for our sins, that if you repent and believe in him, you will be with him in heaven. It's that simple, just like real estate is simple. And I also believe you cannot afford to not invest in real estate, to change your future and your children's future and your grandchildren and so on down the line, generational wealth. So I appreciate you. I really, really so appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. I would also, if you got this far, thank you. And please, please, please put a 5-star review on the podcast, because my goal is just to help you to invest in real estate. And that helps me to reach more people when they see, hey, this person really likes the show. There's a 5-star, and share it with one person. Just share this episode with one person. I mean, just being honest, that's all I want is for you to invest in real estate and you to help other people to invest in real estate. Just like my student, William, who said, Dustin, you helping us, now we're helping more people and they're going to help more people. And that's why I have Income Building Live. My conference is all about helping you, because every person that I help, I get to be so fulfilled in life because I helped you, another human being, get what you most want in life, is investing in real estate, changing your life, financial freedom, never working for somebody else again. So thank you so much for listening to the show. This is a first full episode I've done in a long time talking about this kind of crazy stuff, but you're awesome. Thank you so much. And again, hit me up on Instagram, the Dustin Heiner. I love chatting with people. You guys know I'm extroverted. But next week is Income Building Live. If you haven't got your tickets, you do not want to miss. Drop everything. Buy your tickets now. Come and be with me at Income Building Live, because just like Alex told you, you need to drop everything. You need to run to Income Building Live, because this is going to change your life. It's next week's March 19th through the 21st. Change your life by coming. Hang out with me. If you feel like, man, Dustin, I don't know anybody, I'm going to be alone, this is going to be weird, trust me, you're going to find so many amazing people. If anything, you'll see me walking down the hallways, grab me and say, Dustin, I need to meet people. I'm alone. Like, shoot, heck yeah, let's do this. Let's go meet people. I want you to be, if you've not experienced my live events, you are in for a treat. Get ready to live. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you for listening every single week to the Master Passive Income Podcast. I love you as Christ loves you. Thank you so much. I'll see you next week. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.